Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. Here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? Welcome to another episode, a late Saturday edition of the 49ers Rush Podcast. It's so weird. You know, I wrote this podcast on Friday. We're going to go through the 49ers and Rams preview, but there's just so many moving parts. I kept scheduling when I was going to go live, and every single time, it's like, well, we've got to wait for the final injury report. Okay, cool. Well, now we've got to wait for the COVID guys. Are they going to come off? Well, now we got to wait for the 1 p.m. Saturday who's activated off of IR. Well, now we've got to wait on city health ordinances. I mean, it just keeps getting pushed back further and further. And I think that's really just a testament to what's going on in the NFL. It's a mess right now, all the way across the NFL. I mean, we just got news just a couple minutes ago. The Broncos are out every single one of their quarterbacks. Just to put things into perspective, it's a mess. But who cares? We still have football. And even better than that, it should put a smile on your face knowing we have 49ers football coming in just one day. So depending on when you're listening to this, this is Saturday, 3:51 p.m. is currently. Shout out to the Countdown crew showing up strong on Saturday. I love it. What's up, Raymond? Always good to see you here, sir. It's a mess. you know, usually we go through the injury report, which we're going to do for both teams. We are going to spend the majority of this episode talking about the Rams and this matchup and what the 49ers need to do to win. But not only are the 49ers injured, our entire county is injured from MK Green. John, how are we going to handle the Santa Clara County ruling? Well, what we've got to do is we are now a road team. We are no longer going to be allowed to play in the county of Santa Clara for the foreseeable future, at least a month. And so you have the 49ers. We should change our mascots to the Gypsies because we're going to be moving around all over the place. Definitely just one of the many. I don't know. We just got through with Thanksgiving, and one of my favorite TV shows ever is the, you know, Charlie Brown Thanksgiving Day special, which was bought up by iTunes. Thanks a lot, capitalism. that's a joke. But I didn't even get to watch that this Thursday. But that's what it feels like. You know, Charlie Brown going to kick the football, and that mean, I don't want to say I almost cussed about a cartoon character, keeps pulling the football out from underneath us. That's where we are. So what do the 49ers have to do? There's not going to be any, oh, poor baby or anything like that. That's not going to happen. So what you've got to do is you just got to tough it up. You're going to have to figure out a new place to play. You know, I made the joke about the Pasadena 49ers. You got the Rose Bowl down here you can meet at. But they're looking. The official release from the 49ers basically said they're working with the NFL, trying to find a place. They've got to find a practice facility. They've got to find a place to play games, which it shouldn't be all that difficult because fans obviously are out of the question. But yeah, it's a mess. That's just where we are. It's bad everywhere. And the 49ers definitely are part of that. We still have six players on the COVID reserve. We're going to go over that. But let's talk a little bit about the Rams. Okay, they are 7-3. They have gone on a roll since we beat them handedly, but the team that we had during that game was very, very different. Anyway, regardless of all that being said, we'll talk about that game. They're 7-3. They're in first place in the NFC East. They have the tiebreaker over the Seattle Seahawks because they beat them in the head-to-head. They are number two in the NFC East. Chalk it up to another week where the 49ers play the number one or the number two seed in the NFC East. You know, you look at the schedule, we have played, this will be the fourth consecutive game against a team that was number one or number two in the NFC East. We played the Seattle Seahawks, Green Bay Packers, New Orleans Saints, and now the Rams, all during the game time that we played them at the top of the list. And what do we have to do after this game? Oh, by the way, the Buffalo Bills, who are atop of their division as well. After that, guess what? The Washington football team, which, yeah, all jokes aside, still leaders in their division. This schedule's not going to get easier. It's not going to get better. Nobody feels sorry for the 49ers, and you should not either. But I digress. Let's talk about what the Rams have put up. Now, they do have three losses. They have lost to the Bills, the Dolphins, and the 49ers. All quality opponents. Their wins, they not as, how do I say this? In the NFL, you play whoever you're scheduled against. Nobody gets to pick their schedule. A win is a win. But whenever you go through this list of wins, Cowboys, Eagles, Giants, Washington, Bears, yuck, all right, it's trash. Now, they do have two of their most recent wins against the Seattle Seahawks and the Tampa Bay Bucks. Those are quality wins. They're on a little bit of a roll, so we'll have to see what happens here. You know, last week, they beat the Bucks 27-24, and everything was through the air. Neither team could run the ball if you watched it. It was like a flag football match. You know, the Rams only had 37 yards rushing on the ground, but 20 rushing attempts. But they had 376 yards through the air and three touchdowns. So that's kind of where we are. Now let's transition over. Let's talk about injuries, which, man, this is the episode, unfortunately. We're going to spend a lot of time talking about the 49ers injuries because we have so many. COVID and all those things, who's back and all that. We're going to go through all that. And then we're going to spend 15 seconds talking about the Rams injuries because every damn team we play is in a better situation than we are. However, let's hear the head coach himself, Kyle Shanahan, the man with the plan, update us on the injuries for tomorrow's game.
For today, we got Aziz is questionable. Tevin Coleman will be out. Tom Compton out. Flanagan Fowles out. Greenlaw questionable. Kinlaw questionable. Jordan Reed questionable. Kaywan Williams out. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Thank you, Kyle. I appreciate you sending that back to me in such fashionable way. So Tevin Coleman, who we were hoping would be back this week, he's not. However, the positive news, and we'll talk about this a little bit, we're getting Raheem Mostert and Jeff Wilson, who I would put both of those guys way ahead of Tevin Coleman on the depth chart personally. So it does seem like you're finally going to get that 1-2 punch with the change of pace back in Jerick McKinnon, which I think is where he belongs, right? The problem was because of all these injuries, you asked Jerick to do what Jerick isn't. He's not a traditional running back, and you put him in that role, and it cost him all across the board. Now, Jerick McKinnon is going to be in that position where he might get 8 to 10 snaps a game. That's all he needs. Third down, change of pace guy, that's it. First and second downs needs to be Raheem Mostert, almost 2-1 over Jeff Wilson. I wouldn't be surprised if they half series just until everybody gets back. I don't think you want to overwork Raheem Mostert. Coming back from an injury, and obviously you don't want to do the same thing to Jeff Wilson Jr. And so we'll have to see how the snaps go there, but I like the way that it looks and the way that it's shaping up. DFF, Flanagan Fowles is out, our linebacker, and that's huge because we've got a lot of questionable people. Aziz, questionable. Dre Greenlaw, questionable. So with DFF out, Aziz and Greenlaw out, is a possibility that the only linebacker, true linebacker, on our active roster is going to be none other than Fred Warner. Now, Marcel Harris got the start at the Sam position, so he's been playing linebacker even though he's a safety. I like that move. I think that's where he should stay for the rest of his career, by the way. So he's going to be starting probably. And then you have Jonas Griffith, which if you remember, he joined us immediately after he was signed by the 49ers organization as an undrafted free agent. So if you want to get familiar with Jonas Griffith, scroll back through a 49ers Rush podcast, and we did about a 15-minute interview with him, and it was awesome. He's a really good kid. I'm a big fan. We lost Jonas Griffith. We waived him, and he got picked up by the Colts, where he's from in Indianapolis, and we were able to get him back. So pretty excited for what this kid has. I doubt he's going to get any defensive snaps. I'm sure Azeez Greenlaw, one of those two will play, and that'd be your starting three linebackers. But the idea is, again, you've got to have some depth there. So we'll have to wait and see what happens there. Sticking with the outs, this is a big one. Tom Compton, our guard, who is not a very good guard whatsoever, he got a concussion, get this, during walkthroughs. How the hell do you get a concussion through walkthroughs? Now, I know it's been very well publicized and talked about the players that 49ers walkthroughs are not quote-unquote walkthroughs. That's not what they are. But he's out, which means, and we're going to spend a lot of time talking about this in our projection part of the episode where we go over our predictions. Colton McKivitz, the rookie fifth-round draft choice out of West Virginia, who was drafted as a tackle, is getting his very first NFL career start at right guard. And guess what? Who do you get to go up against? None other than Aaron freaking Donald. It's going to be a mess. And I don't know if you could tell by the tone in my voice. I'm not feeling very optimistic about this one. It's a big mess. I see you. It's Kim. It's a big, big mess. Now, questionable, we talked about Azeez and Greenlaw. Kinlaw is questionable. He's coming off COVID. Jordan Reed is coming off a non-COVID illness. And again, whatever you start talking about these players that are out, it causes problems for everything. Brandon Ayuk, guess what, guys? He's probably not going to play. Probably not going to be cleared in time from COVID, which hurts. That hurts big time. So now you're talking about stress again on the receiving core. Now you are getting Debo back, and we're going to talk about that soon. But the problem just continues to be exacerbated by the idea of having all these guys gone. We can't have nice things. Why can't we have nice things? It's not even injuries sometimes. It's just freaking COVID. Anyway, I digress. I'm going to calm down a little bit. Maybe a little. I'm going to get fired up a few more times. But Kyle Shanahan did talk about the good news, and there is good news. And I hate that I, you know, started this podcast off in such a negative way. That's on me. I probably should have started off with this positive news. And so here we go. Kyle Shanahan, cheer us up, man. Come on. Cheer us up.
Fact, I mean, we'll get him on the roster tomorrow by one. They got better each day. You know, yesterday we had to do a bunch of walkthrough stuff because some of the circumstances, the guys we lost. So we didn't get to go totally full speed, and same thing today, but they got better each day, and we'll put them on the active roster, and they'll be questionable going into the game.
And those guys he was talking about, Richard Sherman, you remember that guy, Unc Sherm? He's back. We're going to have, I feel confident in saying this, a top five starting outside corners in the NFL this week. We are. You're going to have Jason Verrett. You're going to have Richard Sherman. Now, perhaps Richard Sherman coming off this injury, he's been out for a while. But, you know, he's had two full weeks of practice. I think he's going to be good to go. I really, really do. So I love our corners. I love the situation there. Our running back rotation, absolutely love that. No issues. Now, the wide receiver. This is problematic for sure. Brandon Ayuk has been the go-to guy in the passing game. He's been great. He continues to get better and better each week. He's going to be out. This is his third game that he will have missed. He's only played in 8 games. So he's going to miss this game because of COVID. He already missed one game because of COVID. Close contact with Kendrick Bourne on a false negative. Yay, fun. And then he missed week one dealing with, I think it was a hamstring. But regardless, Debo is going to be back. Now, you love the fact that he's back. But again, he's going to be on a snap count. We've seen this. Debo's been out twice this year with injuries. And Kyle Shanahan said, you know, we didn't really get to practice him as much as we wanted to because we had all the injuries, so we had to do walkthroughs. So because of these walkthroughs, Kyle Shanahan even said, we have to be smart with him. Now, what does that mean, right? Quote, we have to be smart with him, end quote, was the phrase that he used. We've seen that before. where you're slowly bringing him in. So Debo's not going to be Debo's self. Will he get 30-plus snaps? I think so. Will he get 60? No way in hell. There's no way. You can't do that to him. You can't do that to him. Second time coming back from an injury this year alone. You've got to be smart. So you're talking Debo getting 30 snaps. Well, okay, then who are the rest of your wide receivers? We're back to Richie James and Kendrick Bourne. Which I like those guys as number three options, not number one and two options. So you're kind of seeing the blueprint for the 49ers game plan. You're going to have to run the ball. Now, how are you going to run that ball? Well, guess what? Your left tackle, probably the best player on your entire team. You could say Fred Warner. It's Fred Warner or Trent Williams. That's it. Those are the best two players in 2020. However you want to slice that, it doesn't matter. Those are your two guys. Fred Warner on defense, Trent Williams on offense. Trent Williams has been out all week with COVID. It's a sliver. Little sliver. But if 2020 has taught me anything, you can't trust a damn sliver. Trent Williams has an opportunity to play this week. If he clears his COVID test, it's an opportunity, but still it's a small one. And here's what Kyle Shanahan talked about with the COVID guy.
Yeah, I believe there's a chance for Trent, outside chance. I haven't heard that on Ayuk.
Ouch. Ouch. And you see it in his eyes. The pain, the hurt. It's not good. But it is nice to have Debo back. It is nice to have Sherman back. Mostert and Wilson, that's great. That's four guys back. We're going to be out DJ Jones. We're going to be out. He's on COVID. We're going to be out. We did get Javon Kinlaw back, which was really, really nice. But where we are, the offense hurts. That's all there is to it. Now, let's get to the Rams. Here we go. This isn't even a part of their injury report, but I felt like we had to talk about it just to balance something out. Andre Whitworth, their left tackle, he's done for the year after his injury a week ago. So they lost their left tackle too. That's it. They have one player that's doubtful, Terrell Lewis, their outside linebacker. That's it. They got two questionable players. Tyler Higbee, he hasn't practiced this week, but he's questionable. And Brian Allen, he practiced all week. That's it. That's their whole injury report. And it just goes to show the game, it's a game of Joes, not X's and O's. And as much as I love Kyle Shanahan, and I think he's doing a hell of a job trying to keep things afloat, at the end of the day, if you don't have your guys in place, bad things are going to happen. That's all there is to it. You go back to when the 49ers played the Rams earlier this year. The 49ers won. They won 24-16, and the game was way worse than that. I mean, they blew the doors off. But you had Jimmy Garoppolo, who played amazing. You had Trent Williams, who played amazing. You had Brandon Ayuk, who played all right. You had DJ Jones, who had a great game. You had Greenlaw. We'll see if he plays. You see what I'm saying? You go on and on and on. And a big reason why you won that game versus the 49ers is because Daniel Brunskill had the game of his life against Aaron Donald. Well, now Brunskill's the center, so he's not going to go against Darnold near as much. And you have a rookie, Colton McKivitz, at right guard. You have Nick Mullins in the backfield. And you have no Brandon Ayuk. It's a different team. But the history of the matchup, the 49ers are still up. We're up 72-67 with three ties. So we're five games up on the Rams. Hopefully we could extend that, but we'll have to see. So let's talk a little bit about the Rams. Let's go over their defense. Let's go over kind of what they're good at, what their strengths are, and the ranks and all that kind of stuff. So here we go. Strengths for the Rams. You're going to be here for a minute. First in total yards, the least total yards allowed. Best in the NFL, passing yards per attempt, only 5.1. That's incredible. Best against passing touchdowns. They don't allow passing touchdowns. Their corners are great. Secondary's great. Second fewest points allowed. Third fewest first downs. Third fewest rush attempts, which is going to be key for the 49ers. Third best and fourth down percentage, only 35% conversion. Fifth fewest rushing yards and fifth best third down percentage, only 37% on third downs. That's crazy. Weaknesses? None. The lowest ranked statistical category for the Los Angeles Rams defense is number 11, and that's in first downs allowed. 11. There's 32 teams in the league. Their defense is playing literally incredible, and it all starts with Aaron Donald. When we stop Aaron Donald, the 49ers play great. When you let Aaron Donald wreck your entire offense, things get super, super, super bad. Now, that's their defense. Let's talk briefly about their offense, then we'll get to some questions. If you're listening and you got some questions, go ahead and just type in at John Chapman, whatever your question is for this game or anything. Let's chit-chat a little bit. But their offense is not near as good as their defense. I don't think it's possible for an offense to be that good. They are, again, this is the Rams offense. Fifth most total yards, sixth best in rushing touchdowns. Sean McVay loves to run the ball in the end zone. That's all there is to it. Sixth best third down conversion, 46%. Seventh most first downs and eighth most passing yards. Weaknesses, it's turnovers. 27th in fumbles lost, 23rd in turnovers lost. And that's the key here for the 49ers. You're going to win this game. You got to be plus in that turnover margin. Jimmy Garoppolo went all out. He went ham. He went 23 for 33, 268 yards, three touchdowns, zero interceptions, zero sacks. That's how we beat the Rams earlier this year by 8 points. And we were plus one in the turnover margin. That's not going to cut it this week. You're going to have to do better than that. And the way that you're going to have to do it, you got to get the ball. That's all there is to it. You got to get the damn ball. You don't get the ball, that's where bad things are going to happen. There's no doubt that with the 49ers are healthy, yeah, they can beat the Rams. They can beat anybody in the NFL. 49ers aren't healthy. So you're going to have some things go your way, and you're going to have to capitalize on those turnovers. Let's go to the question, Adam. Do you think we make it to the entire season? I do. I think we make it through the entire season, Adam. The problem is, they're going to have to get creative. The fact that, you know, you had the Ravens and they gave them preferential treatment and all that stuff. Well, now the Steelers have problems. They've already rescheduled the game twice. I think they're going to have to bump it back. And so the good news, okay, let's try to spin this. Let's try to find a silver lining. The good news is if games get canceled, we could hit that third contingency plan for the NFL, which would allow 8 teams into the playoffs instead of 7, giving the 49ers a better chance. Because again, we're 2 games out of that 7 spot currently, but we got to see what's going to happen. I mean, you got to win games. And, you know, you don't win games, it don't matter if you take 10 teams. We're kind of pushing it. So that's something that's going to have to happen. I do think they'll finish it just because so much money's on the table. The fact that the 49ers are having to relocate is just, it sucks, but it's what it is. It's just bad. Jose, will the Rose Bowl allow fans? No, they will not, but it is a place to play. Yeah, they do not allow fans. I know some good hiking trails around there where you can watch with binoculars. So if they do relocate there, I'll let you guys know. We'll have a meetup, masks, of course, and we'll watch it with binoculars. It's what we're going to do. Anyway, Raymond, he asked this. I heard from Eric Davis, friend of the show. We've had him on here. I love that dude. On one of the YouTube shows, he feels Sherm would be good at safety. Yeah, this is not a new idea. The idea, and it starts with the draft, and you've seen it so much. You draft for a corner, and if it doesn't work out, you move to safety. The reason why is speed translates better at the corner position, not so much at safety. Safety is much more about instincts, awareness, play recognition, right? So Sherman, who's never had speed, he has made his bacon in his career because of physicality and awareness. And hands, to be honest with you, the fact that he gets all those interceptions could be huge. So it makes sense. Look at Tarvarius Moore, right? He was a safety in college, but he ran 4.3, 240. But we tried him at corner, wasted 2 years of his career, then put him back at safety. So, yeah, it could happen. The question is this. If you're Richard Sherman and the 49ers, are you willing to pay somebody that's very, very, he's going to be 32 and has a ridiculous amount of injury history on the same leg, the money that he deserves, because he deserves another probably $12 million a year, 10 to 12.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds. Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks. Lillard, 4 3-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
If you care about security and convenience, you need Eufy Video Lock. Let's just say you're sitting on the couch and you want to lock the door and you don't want to get up. Got you covered. You're wondering who's visited your house while you're away from home? Done. You want video that's stored on your device without a monthly fee? Eufy Video Lock has everything that you need. On top of that, it's easy to install. You don't have to drill anything. All you need is a Phillips screwdriver. That's it. Keyless entry, fingerprint recognition, no battery anxiety, and they have 24/7 customer support on standby for you whenever you need it. So, if you haven't yet, go to Eufy Video Lock. You can Google it. You can check out the videos and all those things. That is Eufy Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/videolock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. That's Eufy Video Lock. 12 million. That's what he deserves. So are the 49ers willing to pay that? I don't know. And then if you do it, let's say let's make that move. If you're telling me right now, if you were going to allow me to be the personnel coach and say, I guarantee you Richard Sherman will be the strong safety and you're going to put Tarvarius Moore at free safety, I say sign it. I say that's a deal I want. That is incredible. I would love that. Sherman's physical enough to play in the box safety. There's no doubt about that. His size, the way he plays, the way he tackles, no doubt about that. I'd be fine with it. The question is this. Will Sherm take less because you don't get paid as much playing safety? And will the 49ers pay him even if he does take less? Because that's a lot of money. We got to have some corners. We don't have any sign next year. So we'll have to see what happens there. But yeah, I have no issues. No issues at all. Jeremy, he says, is Trent Williams going to be back? The question right now is we don't know. We really just do not know. Because he's got to clear, I think, 2 more tests. He could get cleared right before game time, theoretically, but we'll have to see what happens there. Again, that's not up to me. I do know he can't travel with the team, so he's got to travel on his own, but it's just to LA, so I don't think it's too bad. Niner Drag, who would you like to see opposite Bosa going forward? Man, that's a great question. I want a speed rush guy, so I want somebody that's going to be a speed rush guy. Who that is right now, currently, I think it's going to be in the draft. I don't think we're going to be able to pay to bring a top-tier speed rusher over to this team this offseason. So I don't think that's going to happen. So I think it's going to have to be a draft, and I hate to say it. I don't have that name off the top of my head. I go crazy on the draft whenever the 49ers don't have playoff options any longer. I'm still holding off, but for everybody that does the Patreon thing, first off, I want to say thank you for your support. But when the season ends, the Patreon subscription, that's where it counts. It's $8 a month. I do, because again, I get access to all of the scout film, and I do breakdowns of all the top players. So if you're one of those draft nicks, now's the time. Come on, head over to 49 or head over to patreon.com, type in 49ers Rush Podcast, support the podcast there. That's where it's going to be. So we'll, I guess, answer that a little bit better this offseason. Now, here we go from Mike. He says, is Coleman or Mosley or Davis playing this week? You got 2 out of 3. Manuel Mosley will play. He will not start. Your starting corners are going to be Sherman and Jason Verrett. Davis will be playing, but again, not starting. He will be the number 2 running back behind Raheem Mostert. So hopefully that makes you feel a little bit better. But yeah, it's rough. Mullins is playing as well, Mike. He is playing. Unless Kyle Shanahan pulls a rope-a-dope and throws CJ Beathard out there, who knows? It's a possibility. I doubt that he would do that. But I'm getting Trent Williams is playing. I don't know if that is something that has popped up soon or what. Here we go. This is just out from a couple different people. Brandon Ayuk, TJ Jones, Jordan Willis remain on COVID. So that is bad news. However, the good news is this. Breaking news. Here we go. The 49ers have activated Trent Williams. This is the best news of the day. And Joe Walker. So now we got a little bit of linebacker depth, which we just talked about. This is huge. Trent Williams is in. That is a full touchdown swing, if not more. This is incredible. I feel so much better now. I don't feel better. I don't feel good. I feel much better than I did. This is absolutely incredible. I love it. And so here we go. This is going to help us. Let's head into our bets of the week. We're going to make some stuff on fly here. Here we go. Let's hear from our sponsor, MyBookie. Unless you've been living under a rock, you know the NFL and the NBA, they're back. They're in full swing, which can only mean one thing. It's a winning season at MyBookie. I don't know about you guys, but for me, a game is 10 times more exciting whenever I'm putting my money on it. And if you've been betting with us, we've been doing very, very well so far this year. So stick with us. Bet on it. Use all the knowledge that we have, and let's be successful. And here's the deal. Right now, they have $100,000. You heard me. $100,000 super contest for only $10 entry. 10 bucks. You can win all that money. They're giving away $5,000 in cash prizes every 4 weeks. You would be crazy not to jump in there with all your knowledge. $10 to win thousands. Sign me up. You too can make up and sign up at MyBookie. And here's the deal. Use promo code 49ers, 49ERS, to claim your 100% deposit match all the way up to $1,000. That means you put in $100, they're going to give you $100. Rollovers will be included in that, and if you have questions, please call their customer service. They'll help you with that. But the NFL, NBA, MLB, they've got it all on tap. It's never too late to get started, and if you've wanted to jump in with us, now's the best time. Head to mybookie.ag, promo code 49ers, and they're going to double your initial deposit. Thanks for the support, MyBookie. All right, I freaking love it. I love it, because here's the deal. The numbers are this. The 49ers Vegas lines are +6.5. So we get basically a free touchdown. Now, I don't like those odds. I'm not taking that. However, here's a bet that I do want to take because I eliminated this bet. So I've got a three-team teaser for us this week. Okay? Head over to MyBookie. Use the promo code 49ers. This is my three-team teaser. Now, again, the teaser is set up to where, you know, we're going to be getting, I'm going to add to it. I'm going to do a 7-point teaser, okay? So each spread, I'm getting an extra 7 points. So I'm taking the 49ers over the Rams. I get 13.5 points. 13.5 points. I think they cover. If Trent Williams was out, I would not make that bet. Yeah, I was staying away from the spread here big time. So I'm taking 49ers +13.5. I like that. I'm also combining that with the Chiefs, who are playing the Tampa Bay Bucks. The spread is Chiefs -3.5. But again, with our 7-point teaser, the Chiefs get a field goal. Are you kidding me? The Chiefs could lose by a field goal. We still get paid. I love that. I'm betting this game individually as well with the spread. So I'm taking Chiefs +3.5 and the Cardinals, which I hate betting on the Cardinals because I don't like them. But I love this matchup. The Cardinals have the New England Patriots, and they're only 2.5-point favorites, the Cardinals. So again, with our 7-point spread, you get the Cardinals +4.5 points against one of the worst teams in the NFL, the Patriots. That's bet 10 to win 22. So again, 7-point teaser, you get adjust the point spread on there, and that's going to lower your payout, but I like this payout. I'm taking 49ers, Chiefs, and Cardinals in my 3-team 7-point teaser. Got a couple fun little bets for you as well, just on the side of the 49ers and kind of whatever you want to look at here. Debo to score the first touchdown. I don't think it's likely, but the odds are so great. Bet 5, you win 70 bucks. So Debo to score the first touchdown, 5 to win 70. And here's another one if you want to risk this one. Kyle Shanahan is the best in the NFL at opening drives. He's incredible. Whenever he has his script going, he's great. 49ers to score the first down. I don't think it's likely, but the odds are in our favor. Bet 5 to win 11. Shanahan's on fire, so there we go. That's what I want. Debo to score the first touchdown. I've got the 49ers to score first, and I've got the parlay set up with the Cardinals, Chiefs, and 49ers. Sorry, a teaser, not a parlay. So there we go. Hopefully you guys like that one. Oh, I like it. We've got some Rams fans in here. What's up? I didn't know they existed, so that's pretty cool. I've never met a Rams fan. I live in Los Angeles. I live in Pasadena. No Rams fans. It's kind of weird. That's pretty cool. I didn't know. It's almost like seeing a Bigfoot in the wild. There we go. What's up, Rams fans? I like it. Now, let's talk about how the 49ers win this game. Because they can. There's no doubt the 49ers can win this game. It's a division game. Crazy things happen. We're on the road. I totally get that, even though there's no fans. Again, we've already mentioned there's no Rams fans. If you've ever been to a Rams game, holy cow. Whose house? Our house. The number one thing that you have to do, here's how the 49ers win this game. Let's script it out. Starts up front. Colton McKivitz. This is the matchup of the day. You can frame it however you want to. If you're hearing Aaron Donald's name over and over and over again and how he's the greatest defensive player in the world, the 49ers aren't winning this game, period. They can't do it because our offense is so inept because we have so many backups in already. So that is huge. So Kyle Shanahan was asked this question. Why would you give this guy his first start versus Aaron Donald? And he kind of didn't have any choice. So he goes back through the process of getting McKivitz, and he starts with one of the greatest all time, Joe Staley, deciding to retire, and walks through the draft process and all those things. So this is a little bit of a longer clip, but I think it's incredible. And it gives me hope as a 49ers fan in this kid, Colton McKivitz. So here we go. Head coach, explain to us why Colton McKivitz was such a great fit for the 49ers.
You know, we got, you know, just getting a few nights before the draft, you know, really confirming, you know, we were going to lose Staley. You know, it, you know, put a little bit of pressure on us to, because that's a big replacement we have to find. So you look in the guys, you know, are going to go early in the first round and where that's at. And then you have a group of other guys. And Colton was in that we thought, you know, we knew he wanted to go early, but we thought he'd be around, you know, second, third. We didn't think he'd get to the fourth. And his tackle tape was good, where we thought he'd go in those rounds. But we also thought we weren't sure if he'd be exactly a tackle or a guard. So then the fact that we were able to get Trent here and stuff, it made us throw him at guard right away. So we'll see how it goes into next year and where he's needed the most. But he's gotten a lot of work at guard here since he got here. I thought he's done a good job. That's why we've been rotating him and Compton the last couple of weeks. With Compton getting this injury yesterday, now this will be his first opportunity to start. And in his two games that he's been playing, I think he's gotten better in each game. He's got a big challenge going against a pretty good guy this week. But I know he'll be up for the challenge.
Yeah, and man, it's going to be fun to watch. You know, what a story to tell your grandkids. Yeah, my first start in the NFL was against Aaron Donald. But that's huge. The idea that we have Trent Taylor back helps so much, not only in the passing game, which is obvious. You go back to what Justin School did or perhaps didn't do in his one start, ruined the entire offense. So that's huge. Okay, of all of the people on COVID, you can talk about Kinlaw and Eric Armstead and DJ Jones, Brandon, all those people. It doesn't matter. Trent Williams is far more imperative than all of the other ones almost combined. I don't think we understand how important Trent Williams is. He's the number one offensive tackle in the NFL according to Pro Football Focus. And it meets the eye test. He's that good. So this is great news. So what you have to do is now you have to couple that and take advantage of that. Offensively, you have to do two things. And we know this as 49ers fans. You got to have a quick passing attack, just like we did. Again, go back to Jimmy Garoppolo and how he beat this team. He goes 23 of 33, 268 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, no sacks. There's no way in hell you're getting out of this game with no sacks with Nick Mullins. He holds the ball too long. But we have seen him, namely if I think the Giants game, where he just was like the most efficient quarterback ever because he just got the ball out quick. Hopefully, through 2 weeks and a bye week and everybody getting healthy, that can continue. That's what you have to do. So quick passing and a lot of rushing attempts. The 49ers win. Here's what I'm saying. These are my two metrics. Plus two, not one like last time, plus two in the turnover ratio, and 30-plus rush attempts. That's huge. Defensively, very simple. You cannot allow Jared Goff to do his bootleg crap where he gets out into the open because he throws it so well on the run. I know he's not a mobile quarterback per se, but whenever he bootlegs, it's dangerous against this 49ers defense. So you have to bring pressure, lots of blitzes with linebackers, with safeties. It doesn't matter. Jamar Taylor has played well enough to earn a starting spot on this team. Now, Kwan Williams is much better. That's not the argument I'm making. However, I'm saying that the level that he is playing, Jamar Taylor I'm talking about, has been great. And he blitzes just as well as Kwan Williams. So I think that's huge. I'm seeing Goff is out on COVID. I am not seeing that anywhere. It is a possibility with where we are currently, but I am not seeing Goff out anywhere. I saw that in the comments, but I'm not seeing that anyway. Take that for what you will. But yeah, I feel so much better about this game now. What's up, none your business? Nice to see you. I'm feeling way better about this game now. Trent Williams, I cannot tell you how important he is. He is everything for this 49ers offense. And defensively, our defense just got to be themselves. I'm not even worried about our defense. It's just our offense. If our offense can have just a capable game, 49ers got a shot now. I didn't feel this way 20 minutes ago. You go back to my tone at the start of this podcast and where we are now. Woo! We got hope, baby. Let's go. We'll be live after the show, obviously, as we always are. So make sure you tune in to the live show. It's the best show of the week. Always hit subscribe, hit the notification button, all that. But here's my prediction for the game. I had Rams winning 27-17. That's what my notes had. I'm going to adjust that. I still have the Rams winning, but I got a 27-24. I think it's going to be a little closer than people think. And if a couple things go the 49ers' way, you sneak out here with a victory. You get a win here. You improve to 5-6 against a division opponent. Things start clicking, baby. I'm telling you. Oh, man, I feel good. Trent Williams, man, I want to give you a hug, but you're too big. You're too big. Anyway, take that for what you will. Hopefully you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you for all the support. And, man, we got game day tomorrow, 49ers. Going to be weird, but it's what we got. We got to take it. We got to smile with it. So appreciate you guys. Thanks for all the support. And as always, stay strong, faithful.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.